Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be interviewed. It's great to have you here to answer questions. So, like, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm trying to stay warm in this snowstorms again. Trying to get through this COVID time.
So, could you please tell us more about yourself and your role in the Albany County Legislature?
Sure. So I'm starting my second year now as in my first term as an Albany County legislator representing Selkirk and Glenmont primarily. I have a big focus on environmental issues. That's why I'm glad to be here today for this. My background is I've been teaching for 28 years at Ravina Queeman Selkirk Schools as a AP and living environment biology teacher. So it's sort of, my sweet spot to begin with. I was worrying about those kind of things. So we're trying to do whatever we can at the county level to give everybody a nice, clean environment and also create jobs.
Oh, that's awesome. So, what's the issue that next week's Clean Air Forum, like, what's the issue that it's going to handle?
So we're trying to deal with clean air in general, but particularly an issue down in Queens, right across the street from the high school that I work with, to high school, middle school combined campus. And that's a Lafarge cement plant. And they made a proposal several years ago to burn tires. And we were able, locally in the town there, they passed a law actually to prevent them from burning tires or any other kind of waste as a fuel in their kilns. And then right after that, the town switched the town board. And there was an election and went from one party to another. And they promised they weren't going to change that law at all. But the county weren't too sure we believed that. So the county worked really hard last year. First thing, my first bill when I got involved was to say, what can we do to try to prevent this? We also had some of the Norlite issues going on. So we passed a clean air bill at the county level that basically said, you can't burn tires, you can't burn other kind of wastes unless you've already been doing it, okay, and not more than you've already been doing. So we didn't want to end any industries, but we wanted to make sure we protected what we could. We didn't know at the time there was a little bit of a loophole because the environmental conservation law in New York State does allow municipalities, the smaller areas like towns and villages, to expressly allow things that maybe a county or state bill doesn't. But we were hopeful, even knowing that loophole was there, that we were protecting air around the entire county, right? And then also would hopefully put pressure on the town of Queens not to change what they're doing down there at Lafarge. So unfortunately, in a few weeks ago, the town of Queens did not overturn the law. They played some games with it, and they simply said, "We can't monitor this. It's too expensive. We don't know how to do it in the town." And they did expressly allow not only the burning of tires, but they also allowed made an opening for the burning of waste, regular household and garbage kind of waste as fuel as well. So that's very concerning for us. So sort of the focus next week is, what do we do as a general community in order to try to stop this and prevent this. It's not healthy. It's right. I mean, we're literally about 300 or 400 yards away from, an elementary, excuse me, a middle school and a high school. They're only a mile north of an elementary school and only I think it's like 5 miles south of another elementary school. So you have these young developing kids being exposed to some really toxic materials.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a really major issue. Could you talk a little bit more about why this issue is just so important for communities in the area?
Yeah, it's a twofold reason. There's the always reason of just clean air, right? The air we breathe is important. It leads to all kinds of, if it's not clean, it leads to all kinds of medical issues. And you already have people with things like asthma and other respiratory issues that are exacerbated by some of the things that we put in the air when we burn it. Obviously, if you've ever been around your own fire at a campsite, people don't throw in, plastic materials. They don't throw in cans, right? There's things you don't want to burn because it's not good for you. And they're wanting to do this at a large scale size. There's two other factors that really come into play right now that are important also. One is COVID. COVID is a respiratory condition. So we're concerned that, again, all these things being in the air, even though they're not doing it yet, it's that general concept of, are we going to create a greater issue for people that are suffering from these things by putting some of these pollutants in the air. And there's also an environmental justice angle to this, which is, this isn't a part of the town in Queens that is pretty below the poverty level kind of line. And Oftentimes, you know, it can be where they look for, but swayed by a lot of money being thrown around. So it's an area that's underprivileged and under valued. So now you got a company coming in that says, hey, look at all this money. We're going to fix up some of these houses, fix up the roads. And they did a lot of work down there. So it's not just Lafarge. It's another company called Carver, who's the guy that's going to bring in the tires and bring in the garbage and process all that. It's Carver Companies. And they've been throwing a lot of money around a very impoverished area and make people say, hey, you know, this is great. But largely, that's a little bit off the side, I guess. It's important to have clean air, plain and simple. They talk about, they've said repeatedly that, you know, their plant has been upgraded. And they did upgrade their plant several years ago, millions of dollars, because the DEC made them. They were the number one mercury polluter in New York State. So their plant is doing better. It actually does, their new filters they have actually do lower greenhouse gases, like 2%. So that's a good thing. We're not going to deny that. But it doesn't deal with the stuff that comes out of burning tires, the dioxins and the furans, some of these chemicals that are not going to be filtered out through the new controls they have are a major problem. They're, you know, carcinogenics, and you know, they don't have the ability to take those out of the air. So that's a major problem. And again, we just want to make sure that we're not dramatically or negatively affecting these developmental beings that are across the street. You know, they're going through major changes in their bodies. And we know things like lead and other materials cause developmental delays in learning. And we're trying to prevent that, you know, in Ravine, Queens, and Selkirk, and, you know, anywhere in the county, because that stuff goes everywhere. And in particular, across the river, you know, we do live in an area where Westleys are prevalent, and it's right along the Hudson River, pretty much right along the Hudson River, the Lafarge plant. So going across the river is going to get a lot of that waste as well.
Yeah, sounds like, you know, the impact of that air pollution could really affect people's health for the rest of their lives.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, like, how can people, you know, participate in the event and contribute to efforts to ensure, you know, clean and safe air?
Getting informed, getting knowledgeable is probably the most important one. Really getting into the issues. You know, the companies involved here really are good about trying to sell their version of the science, you know, and there are certain facts that are debatable and there's certain that aren't, right? So number one is to really get knowledgeable. That's part of my teacher, part of my life as well, right? The more you know, the better off you are, the more power you have. They can get involved in some of the different groups that are getting involved in this. The Clean Air Coalition, number one, right, is out there. Is really fighting, working hard and fighting hard. They can let the people down in Queens, the town board, write to them, let them know that they want clean air as well. There's a little bit of an issue down there in that they really don't seem to want to hear from outside people. They say, it's town of Queens business. It's not your business if you don't live in town. But this, you know, these stacks go, you know, 100 feet in the air, whatever it is. I'm not even sure how tall those things are. They're pretty tall. And they're spewing this material all over our county, Rensselaer County, Columbia County, Greene County. So they should definitely let people know, you know, what's going on. And then, you know, grassroots kind of stuff. We need people out there when it's time to, you know, protest or, you know, run rallies. And, you know, all the stuff also costs money. So people really want to get involved. They don't have the time. They don't have the knowledge. They can give some money to some of the different groups so they can get the lawyers to help fight some of these things at that level, because lawyers are not cheap.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all that information. This is, you know, a really interesting and important topic, you know, for community safety and just, you know, in general. So yes. Thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to be interviewed.
No problem. I thank you for having us.